This is Apollo Control at 137 hours, 58 minutes. We're a little over a minute away from wake-up time for the crew on Falcon. We'll stand by for a call up to the crew.
That's Falcon, Houston, loud, clear. And, when you're up and ready to converse, let me know.
Okay, go to move it.
Which, first thing we've been concerned about, I guess we'll start off with this, is according to our data, you lost about 25 pounds of water during the post-DBA yesterday, and it appears that it leaked out during that problem you had with a broken bacteria filter. What we're wondering is if you've looked around carefully in the cabin and noticed any sign of that 25 pounds of water. We suggest looking back behind the SN engine cover, because it possibly would have run back there and not have been obvious to you. Over.
Okay, there was some on the floor in the midstep, and we just never took the time to take a look in the back.
Okay, if you find any water back there, we have some suggested procedures to clean it up, and we'd like to do that before depressurization.
Well, that's all
good. This is Apollo Control. The limb is sitting at about a 9 or 10 degree angle, and that's why it's felt the water may have run back behind the SN engine cover.
Okay, Dave, our suggested procedure for collecting that will be to remove the netting and whatever's required to get down to it. Use a used food bag as a scoop if it's a deep enough puddle to scoop it up. And take one of the used Lyo containers that contain the used cartridge that's in the buddy's list bag now. It's scheduled for the upcoming jettison. Take the Lyo cartridge out of the container, then use the container itself to hold the water as you scoop it up with the food bag. And then when you get down to the point where you can no longer get any more water, use utility towels to mop up the rest. Okay.
Okay, we'll do our best.
And if one of you is not busy, I do have a pad with the liftoff times for res 32 to 37.
Stand by. Morning, Gordo. I'm ready to copy.
Okay, Jim. One more tidbit on the water problem. If, according to our figures here, that ETB bag that has the cameras and film you're going to use on the next DVA maybe back there where the water is, and we suggest you get it up out so it won't get wet. Over.
No, that's like zero. Okay, Gordo, I'm ready for the pad.
Oh, okay, Jim. T32 is 1401024. T33, 1420833. 34 is 1440640. 35 is 1460503. 36 is 1480257. And 37 is 1500104. Over.
Okay, 1401024, 1420833, 1440640, 1460503. 1480257 1500104.
Okay, Jim, your readback's correct. And Jim, one other question, if you can remember back to before you went to sleep. This is in reference to the problem you had with the flags at the start of the EVA-1, and we're figuring that that was probably caused by an air bubble that was in your plus feed water system. We're wondering if when you recharge the plus feed water here after EVA-1, were you holding the plus in a vertical position? That would eliminate any possibility of a bubble, and we wanted to verify if that was the case or was it tilted over somewhat over.
Well, it was tilted over slightly when we recharged after EVA-1.
Okay, stand by and I'll see if we want to recharge it or something. We'll check on what they want to do. Can you give us a rough idea of what sort of angle it was tilted at and in which direction? Jim, this is Houston. Over.
Go ahead, Gordo.
Did you copy my last question about repeated? Can you give us an estimate of how far off of vertical the plus was in degrees, roughly, when you did fill it over?
It was about 30 degrees off vertical when we charged it.
Okay, thank you. Jim, this is Houston.
Go ahead.
That 30 degrees is probably enough to cause the problem you saw at the start of EVA-1, and we may, depending on how you do with cleaning up the water and so forth, want you to top off the water and maybe the oxygen also in both places. We'll have more on that later. I do have a consumable update for 138 hours when you're ready to copy.
Yep. Okay, go ahead, Gordo.
Okay, RCS Alpha, 85%. Bravo, 85. Descent 02, number 1, 71.5. Number 2, 68.4. Ascent 02, number 1, 99. Number 2, 99. Descent water, number 1, 42.3. Number 2 is 40.2. Ascent water, number 1, 100%. Number 2, 100%. And descent amp hours are 1157. Ascent amp hours 572. Over.
Roger, I copied all that.
Okay.